The glories, chapter 3 of Antya Lila, and the glories of Srila Haridas Thakur. A summary of the third chapter of Antya Lila is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as follows. A beautiful young Brahmana girl in Jagannath Puri had a very handsome son who was coming every day to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was not very much to the liking of Damodar Pandit, however, who therefore told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "If you display so much love for this boy, people will doubt your character." Hearing these words from Damodar Pandit, the Lord sent him to Navadvip to supervise the affairs of his mother, Sachidevi. He also especially requested Damodar Pandit to remind his mother that he was sometimes going to her home to accept the food she offered. Thus, following the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Damodar Pandit went to Navadvip, taking with him all kinds of prasad from Lord Jagannath. On another occasion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once inquired from Haridas Thakur, who is known as Brahma Haridas, how the Yavanas, or persons bereft of Vedic culture, would be delivered in Kali Yuga. Haridas Thakur replied that their deliverance would be possible if they very loudly chanted the Hare Krishna mantra. For hearing the Hare Krishna mantra chanted loudly, even with but little realization, would help him. After describing this incident, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita also describes how Haridas Thakur was tested at Benapol, a village near Shantipur. A person named Ramachandra Khan, who was envious of Haridas Thakur, sent a professional prostitute to attempt to defame him. But by the mercy of Haridas Thakur, even the prostitute was delivered. Because of offending a pure devotee, pure Vaishnava, Ramachandra Khan was later cursed by Nityananda Prabhu and ruined. From Benapol, Haridas Thakur went to the village known as Chandrapur, where he lived at the house of Balaramacharya. Thereafter, Haridas Thakur was received by two brothers known as Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar. But in the course of a discussion, he was offended by a caste brahmana known as Gopal Chakravarti. Because of this offense, Gopal Chakravarti was punished by being afflicted with leprosy. Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar, aren't they the... So he was in their place. Haridas Thakur later left Chandapur and went to the house of Advaitacharya, where he was tested by Maya Devi, the personification of the external energy. She also received his favor by being blessed with the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Really, that was at Advaitacharya's house. So then we should go to the later part where Lord Chaitanya inquires from Haridas. Damodar Pandit is not Swarup Damodar. That makes sense. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Haridas Thakur as usual, and in the course of discussion, he inquired as follows. My dear Thakur Haridas, in this age of Kali, most people are bereft of Vedic culture, and therefore they are called Yavanas. They are concerned only with killing cows and Brahminical culture. In this way, they all engage in sinful acts. Purport. From the statement by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can clearly understand that the word Yavana does not refer only to a particular class of men. Anyone who is against the behavior of the Vedic principle is called a Yavana. Such a Yavana may be in India or outside of India. As described here, the symptom of Yavanas is that they are violent killers of cows in Brahminical culture. We offer our prayers to the Lord by saying, Namo Brahmane Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. The Lord is the maintainer of Brahminical culture. His first concern is to see to the benefit of cows and brahmanas. As soon as human civilization turns against Brahminical culture and allows unrestricted killing of cows, we should understand that men are no longer under the control of Vedic culture, but are all Yavanas and Malechas. It is said that the Krishna consciousness movement will be prominent within the next 10,000 years. Here it is. Isn't it? Devotees were asking, where does Prabhupada say that? And they were saying no one could find anything. Like that. Here it is. But after that, people will all become Alechas and Yavanas. Thus at the end of Kali Yuga, will appear as the Krishna will appear as the Kalki avatar and kill them without consideration. That's Antyalila 350. How will these yavanas be delivered? To my great unhappiness, I do not see any way. Purport. This verse reveals the significance of Lord Chaitanya's appearance as Patita Pavana, the deliverer of all the fallen souls. Srila Narottam Das Thakur sings, Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar. My dear Lord, you have appeared just to deliver all the fallen souls. Mosama Patita Prabhu Na Paibe Ar. And among all the fallen souls, I am the lowest. How Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always thinking about the deliverance of the fallen souls is shown by the statement, E Dukkha Apar. It is my great unhappiness. This statement indicates that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, is always very unhappy to see the fallen souls in the material world. Therefore, he himself comes as he is, or he becomes as a devotee in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to deliver love of Krishna directly to the fallen souls. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he not only gives knowledge of Krishna, but by his practical activities teaches everyone how to love Krishna. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Those who are following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should take the Lord's mission most seriously. In this age of Kali, people are gradually becoming less than animals. Nevertheless, although they are eating the flesh of cows and are envious of Brahminical culture, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considering how to deliver them from this horrible condition of life. Thus he asked all Indians to take up his mission. Bharata Bhumite Hoyla Manusha Janmajar Janma Sartaka Kori Karapara Upakar. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharat Varsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, 9:41. It is therefore the duty of every advanced and cultured Indian to take this cause very seriously. All Indians should help the Krishna consciousness movement in its progress to the best of their ability. Then they will be considered real followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unfortunately, even some so-called Vaishnavas enviously refuse to cooperate with this movement, but instead condemn it in so many ways. We are very sorry to say that these people try to find fault with us, being unnecessarily envious of our activities. Although we were trying to the best of our ability to introduce the Krishna consciousness movement directly into the countries of the Yavanas and Mlechas, such Yavanas and Mlechas are coming to us and becoming purified Vaishnavas who follow in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who identifies himself as a follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should feel like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who said, Iha sabhara kona mate hoibe nishtar. How will all these Yavanas be delivered? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always anxious to deliver the fallen souls because their fallen condition gave him great unhappiness. That is the platform on which one can propagate the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Translation. Haridas Thakur replied, My dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. Do not be unhappy to see the condition of the Yavanas in material existence. Purport. These words of Haridas Thakur are just befitting a devotee who has dedicated his life and soul to the service of the Lord. When the Lord is unhappy because of the condition of the fallen souls, the devotee consoles him saying, My dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. This is service. Everyone should adopt the cause of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to try to relieve him from the anxiety he feels. This is actually service to the Lord. One who tries to relieve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's anxiety for the fallen souls is certainly a most dear and confidential devotee of the Lord. To blasphemy such a devotee who is trying his best to spread the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the greatest offense. One who does so is simply awaiting punishment for his envy. A dear and confidential devotee. And then devotees get upset. Confidential. Translation. Because the Yavanas are accustomed to saying, Ha Rama, Ha Rama, O Lord Ramachandra, they will very easily be delivered by this Namabhas. Haram, haram. I think it means, in their language, it means pig, right? Huh? It means get lost. Huh? Oh, that's really haram. Get out of here. Huh? Something. Here it doesn't say, it just says harama, harama, O Lord Rama, O Lord Rama. A devotee in advanced ecstasy, ecstatic love, claims, O my Lord Ramachandra, O my Lord Ramachandra. But the Yavanas also chant, harama, harama, just see their good fortune. Purport. If a child touches fire, the fire will burn him. And if an elderly man touches fire, it will burn him also. Haridas Thakur says that a great devotee of the Lord exclaims, harama, harama. But although Yavanas do not know the transcendental meaning of harama, harama, they say those words in the course of their ordinary life. For the Yavanas, the word harama means abominable, whereas the devotee exclaims the words harama in ecstatic love. Nevertheless, because the words harama are the spiritual summum bonum, the fact is the same, whether they uttered by Yavanas or by great devotees, just as fire is the same both for a child and for an elderly man. In other words, the holy name of the Lord, Harama, always acts, even when the holy names are chanted without reference to the Supreme Lord. Yavanas utter the holy name in a different attitude than the devotees. But the holy name, Harama, is so powerful spiritually that it acts anywhere. Whether one knows it or not, this is explained as follows. Translation. Namacharya Haridas Thakur, the authority on the chanting of the holy name, said, "The chanting of the Lord's holy name to indicate something other than the Lord is an instance of Namabhas. Even when the holy name is chanted in this way, its transcendental power is not destroyed. Even a malecha who is being killed by the tusk of a boar, who cries in distress again and again, Harama, Harama, attains liberation. What then to speak of those who chant the holy name with veneration and faith?" Purport. This refers to an instance in which a meat eater was being killed by a boar, uttered the words harama, harama, again and again at the time of his death. Since this is a quotation from the Nrisimha Purana, this indicates that in the Puranic age, there must have been malechas and yavanas, meat eaters. And the words harama, meaning condemned, were also uttered in those days. Thus, Haridas Thakur gives evidence that even a meat-eater who condemns something by uttering the words harama gets the benefit of chanting the holy name that the devotee chants by to mean, O my Lord Ram. Translation. Ajamiya was a great sinner during his life, but at the time of death, he accidentally called for his youngest son, whose name was Narayana, and the attendants of the Lord Vishnu came to relieve him from the bonds of Yamaraj, the superintendents of death. The word Rama consists of the two syllables, Ra and Ma. These are unseparated and are decorated with the loving word Ha, meaning O. The letters of the holy name have so much spiritual potency that they act even when uttered improperly. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that the word Vyavahita, improperly uttered, is not used here to refer to the mundane vibration of the letters of the alphabet. Such negligent utterance for the sense gratification of materialistic persons is not a vibration of transcendental sound. Utterance of the holy name while one engages in sense gratification is an impediment on the path towards achieving ecstatic love for Krishna. On the other hand, if one who is eager for devotional service utters the holy name even partially or improperly, the holy name, who is identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, exhibits its spiritual potency because of that person's offenseless utterance. Thus one is relieved from all unwanted practices, and one gradually awakens his dormant love to Krishna. Then Haridas continues. If a devotee once utters the holy name of the Lord, or if it penetrates his mind or enters his ear, which is the channel of oral reception, that holy name will certainly deliver him from material bondage, whether vibrated properly or improperly, with correct or incorrect grammar, and properly joined or vibrated in separate parts. O Brahmana, the potency of the holy name is therefore certainly great. However, if one uses the vibration of the holy name for the benefit of the material body, or material wealth and followers, or under the influence of greed or atheism, in other words, if one utters the name with offenses, such chanting will not produce the desired result very soon. Therefore, one should diligently avoid offenses in chanting the holy name of the Lord. Purport. This verse from the Padma Purana is included in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, 11.5.27, by Sanatana Goswami. Therein, Srila Sanatana Goswami gives the following explanation. This means that if one somehow or other hears, utters, or remembers the holy name, or if it catches his mind while coming near his ears, that holy name, even if vibrated in separate words, will act. An example of such separation is given as follows. Suppose one is using the two words halam riktam. Now the syllable in ha in the word halam and the syllable ri in riktam are separately pronounced, but nevertheless it will act because one somehow or other utters the name Hari. Similarly, in the word Raja Mahishi, the syllables Ra and Ma appear in two separate words, but because they somehow or other appear together, the holy name Rama will act, provided there are no offenses. The holy name has so much spiritual potency that it can deliver one from sinful reactions and material engagements. But utterance of the holy name will not be very soon fruitful if done for facilitating sinning. The holy name is so powerful that it must act. But when one utters the holy name with offenses, its action will be delayed, not immediate. Although in favorable circumstances, the holy names of the Lord act very quickly. So it seems that if one has any other ulterior motives for chanting, then the benefit is there. Seems to be. It's interesting, in Yugoslavia, I'm not sure if it's in all the countries, but at least maybe in Serbia, one of the names there is Goda. It's a common...
Radha, that's normally named for ladies.
Yeah, Radha. Radha and Goda. That's just common names, you know? Guy's Karmi name is Goda. Like that. And Radha. Ooh, that's pretty far out. What does it mean there? They don't know. No. It's just probably something left over from previous.
His name is Radanovic.
Huh?
His name is Radanovic.
Who?
Radishyan's name. His Karmi name before he joined. His name is Radanovic.
Radanovic.
Surname.
Huh?
It can be name and surname also.
Hmm.
Mix.
So it's not as unfortunate as. You get anything out of Smith or Brown or Coalfield?
In Italy also, I saw outside Villa Vrindavan, I was walking, kept a walk, and I saw a post with a sign, Sita.
Sita.
I walked down, I saw another one, Rama. I saw a lot of them. I thought, what are these signs? What do you put all these signs up? No, they're the bus stops. There's a bus company called Sita, there's a bus company called Rama. The bus stops.
And if you kept going, there's one Lakshman, and then Shatrughna, and Hanuman, and that's far. Yeah, also, I was in Almaty, in Kazakhstan. Then they have a company there called Rama that makes butter. Yeah. And, so it's interesting how Krishna's people are very fortunate.
ISKCON,
yeah. Yeah, when they were doing the bidding for the Bhakti Kuti, then the judge, because it was being done organized by a judge, so then someone came in and said, okay, here's the bidding from ISKCON. And the judge says, ISKCON, what does a steel company want with the Bhakti Kuti and Puri? They said, no, ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. You mean the Hare Krishna? Oh, Hare Krishna, okay. Like that. He knew us as Hare Krishnas, and he knew the steel company as ISKCON. Uh, Namacharya Haridas Thakur continued, even if one offenselessly utters the holy name, even imperfectly, one can be freed from all results of sinful life. O reservoir of all good qualities, just worship Sri Krishna, the purifier of all purifiers, the most exalted of the personalities worshipped by choice poetry. Worship him with a faithful, unflinching mind, without duplicity, and in a highly elevated manner. Thus worship the Lord, whose name is like the sun, for just as a slight appearance of the sun dissipates the darkness of night, so a slight appearance of the holy name of Krishna can drive away all the darkness of ignorance that arises in the heart due to greatly sinful activities performed in previous lives. Purport. This verse is found in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.1.103. Translation. Even a faint light from the holy name of the Lord can eradicate all the reactions of sinful life. While dying, Ajamil chanted the holy name of the Lord, intending to call his son Narayana. Nevertheless, he attained the spiritual world. What then to speak of those who chant the holy name with faith and reverence? Purport. This is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 6.2.49. Because of even the faintest rays of the effulgence of the Lord's holy name, one can attain liberation. We can see this in all the revealed scriptures. The evidence appears in the story of Ajamil in Srimad Bhagavatam. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this from Haridas Thakur, the happiness within his heart increased, but as a matter of course, he still inquired further. On this earth there are many living entities, the Lord said, some moving and some not moving. What will happen to the trees, plants, insects, and other living entities? How will they be delivered from material bondage? Haridas Thakur replied, my dear Lord, the deliverance of all moving and non-moving living entities takes place only by your mercy. You have already granted this mercy and delivered them. You have loudly chanted the Hare Krishna mantra, and everyone, moving or non-moving, has benefited by hearing it. My Lord, the moving entities who have heard your loud Sankirtan have already been delivered from bondage to the material world. And after the non-moving living entities, like trees, hear it, there is an echo. Actually, however, it is not an echo. It is the kirtan of the non-moving living entities. All this, although inconceivable, is possible by your mercy. When loud chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is performed all over the world by those who follow in your footsteps, all living entities, moving and non-moving, dance in ecstatic devotional love. My dear Lord, all the incidents that took place while you were going to Vrindavan through the forest known as Jarikanda have been related to me by your servant Balabhadra Bhattacharya. When your devotee Vasudev Dutta submitted his pleas to your lotus feet for the deliverance of all living entities, you accepted that request. My dear Lord, you have accepted the form of a devotee just to deliver all these fallen souls of the world. You have preached the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and in this way freed all moving and non-moving living entities from material bondage. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, if all living entities were liberated, the entire universe would be devoid of living beings. Haridas said, my Lord, as long as you are situated within the material world, you will send to the spiritual sky all the developed moving and non-moving living entities in different species. Then again, you will awaken the living entities who are not yet developed and engage them in activities. In this way, all moving and non-moving living entities will come into existence, and the entire universe will be filled as it was previously. Purport. While we are preaching, opposing elements sometimes argue, if all living entities were delivered by the Krishna consciousness movement, what would happen then? The universe would be devoid of living entities. In answer to this, we may say that in a prison there are many prisoners, but one thinks that the prison would be empty if all the prisoners adopted good behavior. He is incorrect. Even if all the prisoners within a jail are freed, other criminals will fill it again. A prison will never be vacant, for there are many prospective criminals who will fill the prison cells. even if the present criminals are freed by the government, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Karanam gunasango syad sadasat yoni janmashu. Because of the living entity's association with material nature, he meets with good and evil amongst various species. Bhagavad Gita 13.22. There are many unmanifested living entities covered by the mode of ignorance, who will gradually come to the mode of passion. Some of them will become criminals because of their fruit of activities, and again fill the prisons. Translation. Previously, when Lord Ramachandra left this world, he took with him all the living entities of Ayodhya. Then he filled Ayodhya again with other living entities. My dear Lord, you have set a plan in motion by descending on the material world, but no one can understand how you are acting. Formerly, when Lord Krishna descended in Vrindavan, he freed all living entities in the universe from material existence in the same way. Krishna, the unborn Supreme Personality of Godhead, master of all the masters of mystic power, delivers all the living entities, moving and non-moving. Nothing is astonishing in the activities of the Lord. Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.29.16. Text 85. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead may be seen, glorified, or remembered with an attitude of envy, he nevertheless awards the most confidential liberation, which is rarely achieved by the demigods and demons. What then can be said of those who are already fully engaged in devotional service to the Lord? This is a quotation from the Vishnu Puran 4.15.17. Text 20.86. By descending as an incarnation at Navadvipa, you, just like Krishna, have already delivered all the living entities of the universe. One may say that he understands the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He may know whatever he may know, but as far as I am concerned, this is my conclusion. My dear Lord, your pastimes are just like an ocean of nectar. It is not possible for me to conceive how great that ocean is, or even to understand a drop of it. Hearing all this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is astonished. These are actually my confidential pastimes, he thought. How could Haridas have understood them? Greatly satisfied by the statements of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. Outwardly, however, he avoided further discussions of these matters. This is the characteristic of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he wants to cover his opulence, he cannot do so before his devotees. This is well known everywhere. It's interesting because it's said that, you know, his confidential was only to taste the nectar of Radha and Krishna's pastimes, this, that. But here he's saying his Samkirtan mission is also confidential. So even though we say that's the external reason, that's the external confidential reason. And then there may be the internal confidential reason. So they're both very confidential, because here even the Lord was saying, how is it that he knows? You know, like that. So it's something that he relishes. Because it's pastime. Pastime means Krishna enjoys it. Like that. So now it's just a question on whether we want to see Krishna enjoy his pastimes or whether we want to enjoy Krishna's pastimes. If we want to enjoy Krishna's pastimes, then we choose we only want this one, we only want that one, because we enjoy that only. But Krishna enjoys all of them. So someone who wants to see Krishna enjoys is happy to hear any pastime or help in any way they can. And those who want to enjoy themselves, then they pick, I only hear this, I only hear that. Text 92. O my Lord, everything within the material world is limited by time. Oh, time, space, and thought. Your characteristics, however, being unequaled and unsurpassed, are always transcendental to such limitations. You sometimes cover such characteristics by your own energy. But nevertheless, your unalloyed devotees are always able to see you under all circumstances. Purport. This is a verse from the Stotra Ratna of Yamunacharya. Text 93. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to his personal devotees and began speaking about Haridas Thakur's transcendental qualities as if he had hundreds of mouths. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu derives great pleasure from glorifying his devotees, and among the devotees, Haridas Thakur is the foremost. The transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur are innumerable and unfathomable. One may describe a portion of them, but to count them all is impossible. In Chaitanya Mangal, Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur has described the attributes of Haridas Thakur to some extent. No one can describe all the qualities of Haridas Thakur. One may say something about them just to purify himself. O devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please hear something about the qualities of Haridas Thakur that Vrindavan Das Thakur has not described in detail. After leaving his home, Haridas Thakur stayed for some time in the forest of Benapole. Haridas Thakur constructed a cottage in a solitary forest. There he planted a tulsi plant, and in front of the tulsi he would chant the holy name of the Lord 300,000 times daily. He chanted throughout the entire day and night. Purport. The village of Benapole is situated in the district of Jashohara, which is now in Bangladesh. Benapole is near the Banagano station, which is the border of Bangladesh and may be reached by the Eastern Railway from Sheldon Station in Calcutta. Haridas Thakur, being the Acharya of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, is called Namacharya Haridas Thakur. From his personal example, we can understand that chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra and becoming highly elevated in Krishna consciousness is very simple. Without difficulty, one can sit down anywhere, especially on the bank of the Ganga, Jamuna, or any sacred river, devise a sitting place or cottage, plant a tulsi, and before the tulsi chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra undisturbed. Haridas Thakur used to chant the holy name on his beads 300,000 times daily. Throughout the entire day and night, he would chant the 16 names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. One should not, however, imitate Haridas Thakur, for no one can chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 300,000 times a day. Such chanting is for the Mukta Purush, or liberated soul. We can follow his example, however, by chanting 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on beads every day and offering respect to the tulsi plant. This is not at all difficult for anyone, and the process of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with a vow before the tulsi plant has such great spiritual potency that simply by doing this, one can become spiritually strong. Therefore, we request the members of the Hare Krishna movement to follow Haridas Thakur's example rigidly. Chanting 16 rounds does not take much time, nor is offering respects to the tulsi plant difficult. The process has immense spiritual potency. One should not miss this opportunity. Text 101. For his bodily maintenance, he would go to a brahmana's house and beg some food. He was spiritually so influential that all the neighboring people worshipped him. Purport. In the days of Haridas Thakur, all the brahmanas worshipped Narayana in the form of the Shaligam Shila. Therefore, begging from a brahmana's house meant taking Krishna Prasad, which is transcendental, nirguna. We take food from the house of others, just as karmis. We have to share the qualities of those from whom we take alms. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took prasad in the houses of Vaishnavas. This is the general process. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement are advised not to take food from anywhere but a Vaishnava or Brahmana's house, where deity worship is performed. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Vishayira anakhaile dushtohoiman. If a devotee takes alms or food from the house of a karmi, who is simply interested in money, his mind will be unclean. We must always remember that a devotee's life is one of vairagya vidya, or renunciation and knowledge. Therefore, all devotees are warned not to live unnecessary luxurious lives at the cost of others. Grihasthas living within the jurisdiction of the temple must be especially careful not to imitate karmis by acquiring opulent clothing, food, and conveyances. As far as possible, these should be avoided. A member of the temple, whether Grihastha, Brahmachari, Sannyasi, must practice a life of renunciation, following in the footsteps of Haridas Thakur and the six Goswamis. Otherwise, because Maya is very strong, at any time one may become a victim of Maya and fall from spiritual life. Very direct. It means those who stay in the temple, are maintained by the temple, should be living a life of renunciation. Like that. It is not meant for those who are living opulently. They should live outside the temple and make their own wealth. It's 101. text 102, a landholder named Ramachandra Khan was the zamindar of that district. He was envious of Vaishnavas and was therefore a great atheist. And unable to tolerate that such respect was being offered to Haridas Thakur, Ramachandra Khan planned in various ways to dishonor him. By no means could he find any fault in the character of Haridas Thakur. Therefore he called for local prostitutes and began a plan to discredit His Holiness. Purport. This is typical of atheistic men, but even amongst so-called religionists, sadhus, mendicants, sannyasis, and brahmacharis, there are many enemies of the Krishna consciousness movement who always try to find faults in it, not considering that the movement is spreading automatically by the grace of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who wanted it spread all over the world in every town and village. We are trying to fulfill the Lord's desire, and our attempt has become fairly successful. But the enemies of this movement unnecessarily try to find faults in it, exactly like the old rascal Ramachandra Khan, who opposed Haridas Thakur. The old rascal. Text 105. Ramachandra Khan said to the prostitutes, "There is a mendicant named Haridas Thakur. All of you devise a way to deviate him from his vows of austerity." Purport. Devotional service is the path of Vairagya Vidya, renunciation and knowledge. Haridas Thakur was following this path, but Ramachandra Khan planned to induce him to break his vows. Renunciation means renunciation of sensual pleasure, especially the pleasure of sex. Therefore, a brahmachari, sannyasi, or vanaprastha is strictly prohibited from having relationships with women. Haridas Thakur was strictly renounced, and thus Ramachandra Khan called for prostitutes, because prostitutes know how to break a man's vow of celibacy. Know how to break a man's vow of celibacy by their feminine influence and thus pollute a mendicant or a person engaged in devotional life. It was impossible for Ramachandra Khan to induce any other women to break Haridas Thakur's vow, and therefore he called for prostitutes. Free mingling with women has never been possible in India, but for one who wanted to associate with society girls, they were available in a district of prostitutes. There were prostitutes in human society even in Lord Krishna's time. For it is said that the prostitutes of Dwarka City came forth to receive the Lord. Although they were prostitutes, they were also devotees of Krishna. Text 106. Among the prostitutes, one attractive young girl was selected. "I shall attract the mind of Haridas Thakur," she promised, "within 3 days." Ramachandra Khan said to the prostitute, "My constable will go with you so that as soon as he sees you with Haridas Thakur, immediately he will arrest him and bring both of you to me." The prostitute replied, "First let me have union with him once, then the second time I shall take your constable with me to arrest him." At night, the prostitute, after dressing herself most attractively, went to the cottage of Haridas Thakur with great jubilation. After offering obeisances to the Tulsi plant, she went to the door of Haridas Thakur, offered him obeisances, and stood there. Exposing part of her body to his view, she sat down on the threshold of the door and spoke to him in very sweet words. "My dear Haridas Thakur, O great preacher, great devotee, you are so beautifully built, and your youth is just beginning. Who is the woman who could control her mind after seeing you? I was eager to be united with you. My mind is greedy for this. If I don't obtain you, I shall not be able to keep my body and soul together." Haridas Thakur replied, "I shall accept you without fail, but you will have to wait until I have finished chanting my regular rounds of my beads. Until that time, please sit and listen to the chanting of the holy name. As soon as I am finished, I shall fulfill your desire." Hearing this, the prostitute remained sitting there while Haridas Thakur chanted on his beads until the light of morning appeared. When she saw that it was morning, the prostitute stood up and left. Coming before Ramachandra Khan, she informed him of all the news. "Today Haridas Thakur has promised to enjoy with me. Tomorrow, certainly, I shall have union with him." The next night, when the prostitute came again, Haridas Thakur gave her many assurances. "Last night you were disappointed. Please excuse my offense. I shall certainly accept you. Please sit down and hear the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra until my regular chanting is finished. Then your desire will surely be fulfilled." After offering her obeisances to the Tulsi plant in Haridas Thakur, she sat down at the door, hearing Haridas chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra. So she chanted, "O my Lord Hari, O my Lord Hari." Purport. Herein one can clearly see how a Vaishnava delivers a fallen soul by a transcendental trick. The prostitute came to pollute Haridas Thakur, but he took it as his duty to deliver the prostitute. As clearly demonstrated here, the process of deliverance is very simple. With faith and reverence, the prostitute associated with Haridas Thakur, who personally treated her with material disease by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Although the prostitute had an ulterior motive, somehow or other she got the association of a Vaishnava and satisfied him by occasionally chanting an imitation, O my Lord Hari, O my Lord Hari. The conclusion is that associating with a Vaishnava, chanting the holy name of the Lord, and offering obeisances to the Tulsi plant or a Vaishnava will all lead one to become a transcendental devotee who is completely cleansed of all material contamination. Text 123. When the night came to an end, the prostitute was restless. Seeing this, Haridas Thakur spoke to her as follows. I have vowed to chant 10 million names in a month. I have taken this vow, but now it is nearing its end. Purport. If one regularly chants 333,333 times daily for a month, then chants one time more, he will thus chant 10 million times. In this way, that means a crore, right? 100 lakhs, 10 million. In this way, a devotee worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such worship is called yajna. Yajnai samkirtana prayer yajantihi sumerasa. Those whose intelligence is brilliant accept this harinam yajna, the yajna of chanting the holy name of the Lord. By performing this yajna, one satisfies the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus attains perfection in spiritual life. According to external vision, Haridas Thakur belonged to a Mohammedan family. Nevertheless, because he engaged himself in performing the yajna of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he became a regularly initiated Brahmana, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 3.33.6. Yannamadheya shravanan ukirtanad yad pravanad yasmaranad apikvachit swadhopi sadya shravanaya kalpate kutah punaste bhagavan nudarshanat. Even if a devotee comes from a family of dog-eaters, if he surrenders to the Personality of Godhead, he immediately becomes a qualified Brahman and is immediately fit to perform yajna, whereas a person born in a family of Brahmanas has to wait until completing the reformatory processes before he may be called samskrita, purified. It is further said in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.142, asamskrita kriyahinya rajasa tamasa vrita prajaste bhakshayeshyanti malecha rajanya rupina. In the age of Kali, malechas are low-born people who have not undergone the purifying process of samskar, who do not know how to apply that process in actual life, and who are covered by the modes of passion ignorance, will take the posts of administrators. They will devour the citizens with their atheistic activities. A person who is not purified by the prescribed process of samskara is called asamskrita, but one remains kriyahina even after being purified by initiation. In other words, if one fails to actually apply the principles of purity in his life, he remains an unpurified malecha or yavana. On the other hand, we find that Haridas Thakur, although born in a malecha or yavana family, became Namacharya Haridas Thakur because he performed the Nama Yajna a minimum of 300,000 times every day. Herein we find that Haridas Thakur strictly followed his regulated principle of chanting 300,000 times. Thus, when the prostitute became restless, he informed her that first he had to finish his chanting, then he would be able to satisfy her. Actually, Haridas Thakur chanted the holy name of the Lord for 3 nights continuously and gave the prostitute a chance to hear him. Thus, she became purified, as will be seen in the following verses. Text 125. Although I thought that today I would be able to finish my performance of yajna, my chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. I tried my best to chant the holy name all night, but I still did not finish. Tomorrow I will surely finish, and my vow will be fulfilled. Then it will be possible for me to enjoy with you in full freedom. Purport. Haridas Thakur never wanted to enjoy the prostitute, but he tricked her to deliver her by giving her a chance to hear the holy name of the Lord while he chanted. Pure devotees chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and simply by hearing this chanting from a purified transcendental person, one is purified of all sinful activities, no matter how low-born or fallen one may be. As soon as one is thus completely freed from the reactions of sinful activities, he is eligible to render devotional service to the Lord. This is the process for engaging the fallen souls in devotional service, as Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7:28. Yesham tvanta gatam papam jananam punyakaramanam te dvandva mohanin mukta bhajante mam drita vrata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful activities are completely eradicated and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. Text 127. The prostitute returned to Ramachandra Khan and informed him of what had happened. The next day she came earlier, in the beginning of the evening, and stayed with Haridas Thakur. After offering obeisances to the tulsi plant and Haridas Thakur, she sat down on the threshold of the room. Thus she began to hear Haridas Thakur's chanting, and she personally chanted Hari Hari, the holy names of the Lord. Today it will be possible for me to finish my chanting, Haridas Thakur informed her. Then I shall satisfy all your desires. The night ended while Haridas Thakur was chanting, but by his association the mind of the prostitute had changed. The prostitute, now purified, fell at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur and confessed that Ramachandra Khan had appointed her to pollute him. Because I have taken the profession of a prostitute, she said, I have performed unlimited sinful acts. My Lord, be merciful to me. Deliver my fallen soul. Haridas Thakur replied, I know everything about the conspiracy of Ramachandra Khan. He is nothing but an ignorant fool. Therefore, his activities do not make me feel unhappy. On the very day Ramachandra Khan was planning his intrigue against me, I would have left this place immediately. But because you came to me, I stayed here for 3 days to deliver you. The prostitute said, kindly act as my spiritual master. Instruct me in my duty by which to get relief from material existence. Haridas Thakur replied, immediately go home and distribute to the brahmanas whatever property you have. Then come back to this room and stay here forever in Krishna consciousness. Purport. Haridas Thakur's instruction that the prostitute should distribute to the brahmanas all the property she had at home is very significant. Haridas Thakur never advised the prostitute to give charity to the so-called Daridra Narayana, poor Narayana, or to any other such persons. According to Vedic civilization, charity should be given only to the qualified brahmanas. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18:42, Samodhamastapa saucham, chantir arjamame vacha, jnanam vijnanam astikya, brahmakarma svabhavajam. The brahminical qualifications are truthfulness, control of the senses and mind, tolerance, simplicity, knowledge, practical application of transcendental knowledge in one's own life, and full faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Persons engaged in pursuing spiritual understanding have no time to earn their livelihood. They depend completely on the mercy of the Lord, who says in the Bhagavad Gita 9:22 that he personally carries to them all their necessities, yoga kshama vahamyaham. The Vedic civilization recommends that one give charity to brahmanas and sannyasis, not to the so-called Daridra Narayana. Narayana cannot be Daridra, nor can Daridra be Narayana, for these are contradictory terms. Atheistic men invent such concoctions and preach them to the fools. But charity should actually be given to brahmanas and sannyasis, because whatever money they get, they spend for Krishna. Whatever charity one gives to a brahmana goes to Krishna, who says in Bhagavad Gita 9:27, Yat karoshi yat ashnashi yaj juhosi dadasi yat. Yat tapasyasi kanteya tatkurusva mararpanam. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. Everything actually belongs to Krishna, but so-called civilized men unfortunately think that everything belongs to them. This is the mistake of materialistic civilization. The prostitute, Vaishya, had earned money by questionable means, and therefore Haridas Thakur advised her to distribute to the Brahmins whatever she possessed. When Srila Rupa Goswami retired from family life, he distributed 50% of his income to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. A Brahmana knows that the absolute truth is, and a Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. A Brahmana knows what the absolute truth is, and a Vaishnav knows the absolute truth. Knowing the absolute truth acts on behalf of the absolute truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generally, one earns money by many questionable means. Therefore, at some time, one should retire and distribute whatever one has to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, who engage in devotional service by preaching the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Unfortunately, Prabhupada says here that people should give money to sannyasis and Brahmanas. But some say the sannyasi should have no money. So how does one reconcile that? Especially here it says that then they spend it for Krishna. Therefore, you should give it to them. Chant the Hare Krishna mantra continuously and render service to the Tulsi plant by watering her and offering prayers to her. In this way, you will very soon get the opportunity to be sheltered at the lotus feet of Krishna. Purport. At least 5,000 years ago, Lord Sri Krishna expressed his desire that everyone surrender to him. Sarva dharmam parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Why is it that people cannot do this? Krishna assures, aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyami masucha. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Everyone is suffering from the results of sinful activities, but Krishna says that if one surrenders unto him, he will protect one from sinful reactions. Modern civilization, however, is interested neither in Krishna or in getting relief from sinful acts. Therefore, men are suffering. Surrender is the ultimate instruction of Bhagavad Gita. But for one who cannot surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna, it is better to chant the Hare Krishna mantra constantly under the instruction of Haridas Thakur. In our Hare Krishna movement, we are teaching our followers to chant the Hare Krishna mantra continuously on beads. Even those who are not accustomed to this practice are advised to chant at least 16 rounds on their beads, so that they may be trained. Otherwise, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarodapi Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respect to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Sada means always. Haridas Thakur says, Nirantara Nama Lao. Chant the Hare Krishna mantra without stopping. Although Krishna wants everyone to surrender to his lotus feet, because of Krishna people's sinful activities, they cannot do this. Namam duskritino mudha prapadyante na naradhama. Rascals and fools, the lowest of men, who engage in sinful activities, cannot suddenly surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. Nevertheless, if they begin chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and rendering service unto the Tulsi plant, they will very soon be able to surrender. One's real duty is to surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. But if one is unable to do so, he should adopt this process as introduced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his most confidential servant, Namacharya Haridas Thakur. This is the way to achieve success in Krishna consciousness. Text 138. After thus instructing the prostitute about the process of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Haridas Thakur stood up and left, continuously chanting Hari Hari. Thereafter, the prostitute distributed to the Brahmins whatever household possession she had, following the order of her spiritual master. Purport. Sometimes the word griha-vritti is substituted for the word griha-vritta. Vritti means profession. The griha-vritti of the prostitute was to enchant foolish people and induce them to indulge in sex life. Here, however, griha-vritti is not a suitable word. The proper word is griha-vritta, which means all the possessions she had in her home. All the girl's possessions had been earned by professional prostitution and were therefore products of her sinful life. when such possessions are given to Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, who can engage them in the service of the Lord because of their advancement in spiritual life. This indirectly helps the person who gives the charity, for he is thus relieved of sinful reactions. So that means people get benefit by giving the money to the sannyasis who use it for preaching. As Krishna promises, Aham tvam sarva pape bhyo moksha ishyami, I shall save you from all sinful reactions. When our Krishna consciousness devotees go out to beg charity or collect contributions in the form of membership fees, the money thus coming to the Krishna conscious movement is strictly employed to advance Krishna consciousness all over the world. The Krishna conscious devotee collects the money of others for the service of Krishna, and they are satisfied with Krishna's prasad and whatever he gives them for their maintenance. They do not desire material comforts. However, they go to great pains to engage the possession of prostitutes or even persons who are more or less like prostitutes in the service of the Lord, and thus free them from sinful reactions. A Vaishnava guru accepts money or other contributions, but he does not employ such contributions for sense gratification. A pure Vaishnava thinks himself unfit to help free even one person from the reactions of sinful life, but he engages one's hard-earned money in the service of the Lord and thus frees one from sinful reactions. A Vaishnava guru is never dependent on the contributions of his disciples. Following the instructions of Haridas Thakur, a pure Vaishnava does not personally take even a single paisa from anyone, but he induces his followers to spend for the service of the Lord whatever possessions they have. Text 140. The prostitute shaved her head clean in accordance with Vaishnava principles and stayed in that room wearing only one cloth. Following in the footsteps of her spiritual master. She began chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 300,000 times a day. She chanted throughout the entire day and night. She worshipped the Tulsi plant, following in the footsteps of her spiritual master. Instead of eating regularly, she chewed whatever food she received as alms, and if nothing was supplied, she would fast. Thus, by eating frugally and fasting, she conquered her senses. And as soon as her senses were controlled, symptoms of love of God appeared in her person. Thus, the prostitute became an elevated, celebrated devotee. She became very advanced in spiritual life, and many stalwart Vaishnavas would come to see her. Purport. Stalwart, highly advanced Vaishnava devotees are not interested in seeing prostitutes. But when a prostitute or any other fallen soul becomes a Vaishnava, stalwart Vaishnavas are interested in seeing them. Anyone can be turned into a Vaishnava if he or she follows the Vaishnava principles. A devotee who follows these principles is no longer on the material platform. Therefore, it is one's strict adherence to the principles that should be considered, not the country of one's birth. Many devotees join a Krishna consciousness movement from Europe and America, but one should not therefore consider them European Vaishnavas or American Vaishnavas. A Vaishnava is a Vaishnava and should therefore be given all respect due to a Vaishnava. Text 143. Seeing the sublime character of the prostitute, everyone was astonished. Everyone glorified the influence of Haridas Thakur and offered him obeisances. Purport. It is said, Falena parichiyate. One is recognized by the result of his actions. In Vaishnava society, there are many types of Vaishnavas, but some of them are called Goswamis, some are called Swamis, some are Prabhus, and some are Prabhupada. One is not recognized, however, simply by such a name. A spiritual master is recognized as an actual guru when it is seen that he has changed the character of his disciples. Haridas Thakur actually changed the character of the professional prostitute. People greatly appreciated this, and therefore they all offered obeisances to Haridas Thakur and glorified him. Text 144. By inducing a prostitute to disturb Haridas Thakur, Ramachandra Khan caused a seed of offense at his lotus feet to germinate. The seed later became a tree, and when it fructified, Ramachandra Khan ate its fruits.
What time is it? Oh, 6:40. So we should start here. Stop here.
So, Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Who's saying, but someone's telling me the Lord is so pleased when we chant the name of Haridas Thakur.
more potent than chanting Krishna.
Really? It's said in here?
I think it's Chaitanya Mangal.
Chaitanya Mangal.
Maybe in the passing they read that.
Jai Srila Haridas Thakur ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandi.